Hey everyone, welcome to episode 4, and I'm just really excited to be here because I've been getting so much good feedback. And so my last 3 podcasts have kind of been drama filled, and you know, I just really wanted to get a little bit more personal about me. And something that I guess a lot of people don't know is I'm currently in a relationship, and I have never, well, I can't say never, but for a very long time, I have not posted anything, said anything to really anyone unless you're like in my close circle. And so I just wanted to talk about like my journey to like finally, in my opinion, being in my first adult relationship, because I've been in, I guess, relationships or situationships, but like looking at this relationship and comparing it to anything that I've dealt with in the past, it's not the same. And so I don't know if it's because we're in our 30s and we know what we want, or he's just a different type of guy that I've never like dated before. I don't know what it is, but it's like, for me, my first adult relationship with no drama, no, like, you know, of course we have like little disagreements here and there, but it's nothing like that I've been through in the past. And I just want to talk about my journey on how I got to this point, because I did things differently this time around because I knew I wanted a partner. And I'm like 32 and I'm ready to like settle down, but I can wait a little bit, and I'm ready to have kids, but of course I can wait a tiny bit, not a lot, but you know, I'm ready for those things to happen. And I can honestly see it happening in the near future, because I've never really felt like I found somebody I can securely say that I will want to have kids with. So, last year I was dating a guy, and we met out one night, and I was like, I can't even explain it, but when I say this guy was Mr. Wrong, he was like Mr. Wrong, but I don't know if I was blinded by how handsome he looked or what, but for his birthday, I kind of went all out, and I got him like a gift, and I took him to dinner and everything like that. And then fast forward to like July, my birthday's coming up, and like he pretty much breaks up with me. And so later on, like I found out like he was just like, he just really wasn't ready. And I knew he wasn't ready. He was emotionally unavailable. And yeah, he was cool. We had fun. We hung out. But after that situation, I was like, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I'm not about to, you know, almost give my all to a guy that is just unavailable for me. And so I took, you know, a break. And of course, I had fun, you know, through that whole summer or whatever. And then so I was like, okay, I'm ready to start dating again. So I started dating like another guy, and I dated him for a little while, but it was like off and on. And so with him, our chemistry was on point, but it was some red flags, like the way his apartment looked, it was like a fucking mess. It was a pigsty. It was like stuff all over the place. Like if I can't even take my shoes off and walk on your floor, like there is a problem. Like, and so he told me that he dealt with depression, and the messier his place was, the depressed that he was. And I never heard a man openly say that they suffer through depression. So I was like, you know, I'm here. I'll help you, you know, whatever. If you need me to help you clean up, like I'll help you clean up or whatever. And like I said, like, the vibe was there. He was a cool dude. But for me, I just could not see myself dating anybody. I can't say dating anybody like that, because it's not that, but it was just too much. Like, it was a pigsty, like, all day long. So after that, I was just like, you know what? I'm good. So I told him, like, I don't know. Did I tell him? Well, I think I told him when I started dating my current boyfriend. So, like, for a little while, we were just cool. We'll text, whatever, kick it here and there, but it was nothing serious. So my boyfriend, well, he wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but what happened was he, like, slid in my DMs or whatever, and I'm just like, well, how did you find me? And he was like, I guess I was on the popular page or whatever, but he told me he'll tell me the story one day. But, so yeah, he slid in my DMs, and then it took us, like, a month to even link up, because I was just living my life, doing my own thing, and I just, you know, I was going with the flow. I'm the type of girl now, like, it's no pressure. I'm going with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. But I'm also not naive, and I'm also aware of what's going on. So we went out, and it was, like, a really great time. Like, he was so caring and affectionate and sweet. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, this guy is just, like, hella cool. Great job, place, and everything. And I was just like, okay, you know, okay. So my nose was open a little bit, and, you know, I really took my time, because, like, I've dealt with so many people who just had, you know, only saw me in a sexual way, or only maybe saw me in a homie way, but 9 times out of 10 it was something like I gave off sexual energy type of shit, but whatever, that's a whole different story. But yeah, so like I said, you know, we kicked it and it was cool, and I would go see him, and I would really, like, find myself wanting to spend time with him and be with him. And then it just happened. Like, one day we're laying in bed, and I was just talking about something, then I'm like, you know, I said, am I your girlfriend? And he was like, yeah, like, I thought you knew that or whatever. And I was just like, oh. So I guess he didn't technically ask me. And I always wanted, like, that fairy tale, like, you know, will you be my girlfriend type of shit. But sometimes fairy tales don't play out the way that we want it to, but it's not to say that you won't find that person that you're supposed to be with. So what's different about this relationship than all my others? Like, I would tell a guy, like, that I don't like something that he is doing, and it's not even nothing, like, crazy or whatever. It could be something about, like, communication or like something regular, and they would just argue with me about me bringing up the simplest things. And sometimes I wouldn't even, like, bring up anything just to avoid arguments, just to avoid any, I won't even say, like, back talk, because that sounds, like, kiddish, but I would never bring anything up, like, about the way I felt, because it would seem like men would make me feel bad for the way that I felt. And men can condition you to do that. Like, you'll bring something up and they were like, well, why you always complain about this? Why? It's like, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you, like, exactly how I feel and what you did, how it made me feel. And it's like with my boyfriend right now, like, I can tell him something and he will either apologize or he will adjust it. And then that's it. It's no going back and forth. And for a long time, like, I would be like, am I doing anything wrong? Like, let me know and I'll fix it. And he would just be like, you're not doing anything wrong. You're great. You're perfect or whatever. And then just recently, he was like, I jumped to conclusions too quickly because, you know, like, communication was off, like, for me. And I would just, like, send him a text message. Like, now I'll say whatever's on my mind whenever. And sometimes, however, and I'm very guilty of jumping to conclusions. And when he told me that, like, y'all, I sat my ass down and I apologized because I never want to make him feel like I'm not appreciative of anything that he's ever done for me, because I will have men that I'm dealing with and my tire is flat and I can't even pick up the phone and call them. And it's like, there's no second thought now that if I pick up the phone, like, he would be here for me. Like, my car broke down. I kid you not, ever since I paid this fucking car off, it's probably broke down like 3 times. And every time, like, he's been there, he's driven my broken down car to the mechanic. And it's just like, those small things for me, like, it may be nothing to somebody else because they've always had that. But for me, when I moved to Atlanta, I moved here alone. I didn't move here with anybody, no relationship, no nothing. And it's kind of like when I was back at home, I will always have like my mom, my brother, my dad to come and rescue me. But me coming here alone, it's like I've always had to like rescue myself. And like I said, it's been men that I've dealt with who I thought I was more in their eyes to them. And it's like if something happened and I call, it's like they're unavailable. And I think like that, and the icing on the cake was that for me, it was like, I remember I had like called somebody else, the pigsty dude too. Like one time my car broke down or something happened to my car, whatever. And I called him, like he did not call me back to like legit 5 o'clock the next day. And then I was like, you know, I called he wasn't my boyfriend at the time, but I had called him and it was just like, he stayed with me the entire time, drove me to go pick up the pieces from my car, stayed with me while the guy fixed my car. And that's when I knew, like, this guy, you know, I'm going to do my best to be like the best girlfriend that I can be to him, because he didn't have to do that. Like, he didn't even know me that well, but it's the fact that he sat with me the entire time and he, you know, told me to calm down and stop crying and relax. And, you know, it's just a breath of fresh air to just deal with somebody who just isn't combative and doesn't make you feel, you know, silly for having a certain type of feeling, and just being able to express myself. And like, don't get me wrong, like we do have disagreements. Like, for example, like I was dealing with a lot of mental health issues, and it all started because of the pandemic, but I didn't know I was dealing with it until I guess I started like Googling. Like I was feeling like pressure in my head and I was feeling nervous all the time, but nervous to the point where I didn't want to leave the house or I couldn't even drive my car. And so also dating somebody who is not not necessarily religion, but we didn't grow up the same. Like, I'm Haitian and he's Nigerian, so it's kind of like, of course, we grew up differently. And so, like, I believe in God, but I also believe in therapy and I also believe in seeing a psychiatrist. But, you know, he's the type to, like, you need to pray about it. But I'm like, when I told him that, I'm like, when I'm bringing up my mental health and how I feel, telling me I need to pray about it is not something that I necessarily want to hear. But I was able to express that with him. And it's not an argument. It's not a, well, you need Jesus and blah, 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 blah. Like, no, like, it's okay for me to believe in seeing a psychiatrist and seeing a therapist, because that's what I had to do. Like, I found a therapist and I was just able to express my feelings and everything. And I got a little better. Like I got like 50% better, but I was just crying all the time too much. And even during those times, like I could just cry and he would be there for me. Like when I went to California, I had a breakdown and it was just like I was so overwhelmed and so stressed out. And it was just a lot for me. But being able to go through those motions and not feeling judged or not being judged was like a good feeling for me, because I feel like I just haven't had anyone there for me for a very long time. So I find myself like, you know, telling him like, I'm thankful for you. And it's not like, I'm not ashamed to be thankful for him. Like, yeah, of course, I haven't posted him on my social media because I'm keeping it private. And I don't even know if I'm going to post this or not. I may, but because nobody's going to see his face or whatever. And it's like, I'm keeping it private because that's something like very personal to me. And I just pray that it work out. But let me explain what I did. So I was journaling and I was writing out like everything that I wanted in a partner. It was not like the list wasn't like 50 things long, but when I was seeing things that I wanted in a partner and what I needed in a partner and what I asked like for in a partner, I just felt like I got majority of everything that I asked for. And for me, that is enough. Like, everything is workable, especially because your girl don't like being cold at all. I was like, if I ever marry somebody, like, I pray that they don't like football. I didn't write these things down in my journal, but it's things that I always thought about. And I was like, I pray that they don't like being cold. And when I tell you this man don't care for football, but I guess soccer is football in their country or whatever, or language or whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, I pray this man is not like a sports fanatic. And I pray that he doesn't like to be cold. And it's just so funny how those little things, you know, snuck in there. And just like other personal stuff. But I just wrote down everything. And then I, like I said, I went with the flow. It was no pressure. It was, you know, it just, everything just fell into place when I just finally just had fun and accepted and communicated and just decided that I was going to choose happiness and not settle for anything. Like, I just, and I don't want to say like I've settled for people in the past, but I did let a lot of things slide that I would not let slide, you know, right now. And it's just, number one, if it is true, like, if a man wants to be with you, he's going to be with you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're not going to have to, you know, deal with being mentally abused, physically abused, or whatever, disappearing acts, talking back, you know, wanting to argue, like dumb shit, like shit that, like, I'm pretty sure like majority of my listeners are late 20s, 30s. So it's like, you don't have to deal with that. And if you are plus size, because I know like a lot of people always want me to talk about like plus size dating, but I'm like, it doesn't have anything to do with your weight. As long as you're confident in the skin that you're in, like, yeah, they're going to come. But also, if you choose to just casually have sex, it's totally fine. But if you are seeking a partner, it's like all that shit got to go. Like, you have to actually take the time out to get to know your partner. And I'm still getting to know my partner every single day. Like, I love asking him like random questions, just to, you know, pick his brain. But he's so easygoing, so it's not like super duper hard. But it's just like stuff that you thought you had to deal with. There is somebody who is emotionally available and will deal with, you know, your emotions and your feelings and just not make you feel bad about it. So I just want to say, just have fun and, you know, set standards and set boundaries for yourself and make sure you stick to them, because if you stick to them, then the person is going to know, like, you're serious about your values and what you want from a partner. And, you know, hopefully everything's works out. So I'm praying every day, like, everything works out for me. Like, you know, because sometimes I do have an attitude and sometimes I am kind of mean, but I know when to apologize. And, you know, so I just wanted to share that little piece of my happiness, because I'm just really happy. I want to say, like, if you are on a journey to wanting to have a partner, like, some red flags that you should, you know, keep an eye on will make you know if you're dealing with a man that's not available for you. And one thing I don't want, and it's a lot of us that do it, we groom men for the next woman. You know, we trying to make him right, trying to get him on a schedule of calling you, taking you out. And, you know, he's pushing and pulling, like not wanting to do things that you've begged him to do for months, weeks, months, and years. And then, you know, you see him later down in life and everything that you've asked him to do for you, he's doing it for the next bitch. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm not grooming no man for another woman. Like, I'm not about to be doing that. I'm not about to be begging you to call me, begging you to text me, begging you to take me out, begging you to buy me this. Like, I'm not about to do that, because if the dude, like, if anything, you have to ask him once and he's going to do it. But if you find yourself, like, constantly, like, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that for me? And he's saying no. That's like a big red flag, because I'm going to tell you, everything that he's telling you no to, somebody else is going to say yes to. And everything that you've complained about, somebody else is going to say it's not complaining. If that's how you feel, you know, I'm going to change that. I'm going to make it right for you. So for me personally, like, I don't even know where to start, but I can't say I've dated a lot of men who did not want to be with me. Sometimes I didn't want to be with them because I just didn't see anything long term. I'm not saying that it couldn't have happened, but oh, child, it's just ghetto. Like, I'm not about to be put in, I don't want to be put through the ringer to, so you can figure out if I'm worth being with or not. Like, why do us women have to be cheated on, just like nonsense stuff for a guy to realize like you're the one? Like, this is my first like real non-stressful relationship. Like I said, yes, I've had, you know, conversations with him about certain things, but it hasn't been like what I've dealt with in the past, like just complete shadiness and lying, saying that you're going to do something and you don't. And I don't know, you guys, it's just different. And I don't know if it's, I can't even say it's something to do with 30s, because I know like a lot of 30 old men who still like play games and the shit is not cool. And it's just like, well, when is he going to settle down? He's going to settle down for the right female. And you got to realize, like, sometimes you're not the right female. Like, you know, you may think, like, you can change him and, oh, I'm going to do this for him. He's definitely going to change for me. He's definitely going to do this for me. And it's like, no, he's not, sis. He's not going to do that for you, like, at all. And it's just like, don't be trying to wait around for, like, a year. Sometimes you have to put yourself, like, okay, I'm going to deal with him for 3 months. I'm going to see how it goes. If he shows no signs of any changes,
then I need to let him go. But once you start waiting around for a year or two trying to figure out like, oh, is he going to be my boyfriend? I've been around the block. I've been, you know, doing this for him, letting him borrow my car, you know, buying him crab legs. I'm joking. But, you know, like, some dudes don't want to fucking settle down. They want to be able to get up and go and not have to deal with a female, but they still want to keep you around because you popping pussy for him. And it's kind of like when you ask a dude, like, what is he looking for? And he's like, I don't know. Okay, that's like a red flag. I just got out of a relationship. That could be another red flag, because sometimes when they get out of a relationship, like, they really not trying to jump back into another one. Baby mama issues, that could be a thing. For me, when I feel like a guy spends way too much time with his homeboys or way too much time playing video games, that's a turn off for me. Like, I do not have no desire to deal with anyone who spends a large amount of time playing video games or a large amount of times hanging out with their homeboys. Like, that is just a major turnoff to me. And yeah, like, what can I say? I just feel like it shouldn't be that hard to commit to somebody, but we just in this generation where people think they have forever. And I mean, I guess maybe if you feel like you have forever, then you want to wait around to see if the person's going to change for you, then you can't be mad at nobody else but yourself at this point, because some people don't have to say, like, I don't want to be with you. They can just simply show you that they don't want to be with you, but they're going to keep you around. And it's like, okay, when are you going to get the hint? Like, it's sad to say, like, some people just never get the hint. And it's just like, you do all this stuff for somebody and you have nothing to show. And I just remember, like, the last dude who I said, like, broke it off with me before my birthday, you know, he DM'd me, like, legit, maybe, like, last month. And he was just like, you know, thank you for, you know, being so good to me. And I was just like, well, you know, I was put in your life, I guess, to show you that there are good women in this world. But since I wasn't the one, it's all good. Like, you know, I hope you find somebody that, you know, you want to settle down with, you want to deal with or whatever. And that's it. Like, I'm not about to be, you know, entertaining him or any other conversation that we had after that, because it's like, it's never going to happen again. Like, I gave you a part of me and I realized, like, you know, okay, it's not going to work out. All right, cool. I'm moving on. I'm not going to be trying to beg him to make him realize that I was a good girl. Because let me tell you this. One thing that I always notice is every time I broke it off with a dude, they always come back trying to apologize or, you know, say kind things to make me, I guess, open up a conversation with them for us to start talking. Like, nah, that shit is not happening, because at that time in my life when I was available for you, you wasn't available for me, and I realized you wasn't available for me, that was it. But, like, with him, it was just stupid. Like, it's like you playing house with a nigga, and it's like when you sit back and you get out of that situation, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, what they were doing work-wise, career-wise, no car, you know, staying with their family, no, it was just a mess. And you just, when I say I'm so disgusted sometimes with myself, with like people that I thought I wanted to be with, and, you know, just comparing it to my current relationship, it's like, what was I thinking? But I'm very thankful that I didn't give those people like years of my life. So it's just, I'm just thankful. And I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. Like, I'm thankful that I went through that because I know, you know, I probably had to go through it to realize, like, what I have right now, because I could probably be taking my current relationship for granted and like, oh, he's not doing this and he's not doing that. But it's like, no, it's like, sis, do you remember what you went through? Like, do you not remember thinking that you wanted to be with these deadbeat ass niggas? And now that you have a man that properly takes care of you, it's like, there's no looking back. Like, you would never deal with anybody like that ever again. Because let me tell you, the more time that these men have on their hands to play games, they gonna play every single game with you that they can. And anything that you let them get away with, they're gonna continue to do it until you can't take it no more. So I don't know how some people deal with that type of stuff, but for me, I don't have the energy, and you shouldn't have the energy too, especially like in your 30s. It's like, it's like our prime year, our years of where we should just be relaxed and just really having fun and getting into our career or finding our careers and just being in love and just, you know, ready to bust out kids. Because I feel like a lot of us waited a long time to have kids. Like, I know some people with kids, but majority of my friends do not have kids, and we are in our 30s, and it's like, we're really at the time where we're really enjoying life and making more money and traveling and just not as stressed as we were before in our 20s. Not saying, like, my 20s was fucking lit and I've had the best 20s ever, but like my 30s, I'm very calm. I'm very chill. I'm just like zen. Like, I love it here. So I don't want to drag this out too long, but I just really wanted to just, I guess, elaborate more on, you know, being with unavailable men. Like, just leave them niggas where they at. Like, all you doing is grooming him for the next female, and I just don't want you to just look 5 years down the line and he met a girl and he married her 3 months later, but you've been with him for 5 years and he wouldn't even marry you. And it's just like, he gave you all the signs that he would never marry you, never be with you, but you wanted to take the chance to, you know, deal with him. And just remember that, like, if he wants to be with you, he's going to treat you right. And you're not going to have to deal with all the unnecessary bullshit. So I hope you enjoy my little part two. I just really wanted to get that off my chest. All right. Bye-bye.